Well, I'm with Ben Youngs. And Ben, first of all, a fantastic all-round team display from England. We'll come to your role in a moment. But to have beaten Ireland and such a quality side, and put 30 points past them.
Yeah, Ireland are a great side, and maybe they didn't quite get it right today. I think the scoreline probably doesn't justify, you know, how you know, they're not a poor side. We know that, you know, we know that, you know, next time we play them, that they're going to come flying. But you know, the pack were outstanding today. They set the platform. They won us the game last week against France with the scrum and line out dominance, and they did it again today. And you know, Dan Cole, Dylan Hartley, Corbazero, you know, Jeff Parling, Tom Croft again were outstanding in tricky conditions. You know, let's not beat around the bush. Obviously, I think it was quite frustrating to watch a lot of knock-ons and stuff, but you know, it was hard conditions out there, and there's still a some great skills on show, I guess.
Absolutely, and to be such a tight game for the first, 55, 60 minutes, and then that last 20, 25 minutes watching England rack up those points and two tries, it was really good to see.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, as you know, we knew that if we got things right, that eventually they'd crack. And Stu said before we left, you know, we've got to make sure that they'll crack before us. And we knew that they would. And, you know, they did. And, you know, and today we got it right. But, you know, I remember coming off a beating last year against them. So it's a funny old thing, the Six Nations. But we'll take the win. We're really happy. We're delighted. And, you know, it could have been, you know, we could have won a Grand Slam. But, you know, that's in the past now. You know, congratulations to Wales. Obviously, they've been the best side throughout the tournament. But for us, it's probably been a massive focus just on ourselves, this Six Nations, more than anything. You know, we've taken one game at a try, and that's probably showed.
The fact that England took it to the last game, or the last round of games, and also won 4 out of 5, and the fact there is that tinge of disappointment not to have actually won the whole thing. For a team that got together 8 weeks ago, new interim coaching staff, new captain, bunch of new players, it's been a hell of a journey.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's been amazing. And you know, to start, you know, what lead seems a long time ago, but to be where we were and turn up and sort of present a show, a slideshow, and to be where we are now is great. And you know, full credit, I think, you know, there's been some great talented guys come through. You know, Owen Farrell has shown what he can do. You know, Brad Barrett's been probably outstanding every game, and you know, Benny Morgan and Crofty's, you know, back to his best. And it's just been a real enjoyable time.
Just talk to me also, obviously, in terms of what Stuart has done and the rest of the coaching staff. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but they can't really have done a lot more than nail their colours to the mast of maybe having a crack at this full time. But I know it's not obviously your decision.
Yeah, no. Well, they've done everything they can, haven't they? Really, and you know, the powers to be to all decide, but you know, as a player point of view, it's been a good Six Nations. You know, we've come second, and you know, players have enjoyed themselves. And you know, as I say, it's not enough. It's not up to us, and we go back to our clubs now and work hard, and we'll see who's here at the end of May, I guess.
And personally, from your point of view, Ben, obviously you've been on the bench for a couple of matches, and today you came on and really put in a very galvanising display and scored a cracking opportunist try as well, which is good to see you darting through and getting it done.
Yeah, thanks very much. No, it's nice. Just